So good afternoon, everybody, or it could be morning, evening, depends where you are, because this is a podcast and you can listen to it at any time of day. Today, the subject is Microvita and the Mystery of Life. And I'm going to introduce a topic about which unites science and spirituality. And I'm going to be reading from an article which I wrote, which is a new chapter for my book, The Wisdom of Yoga. The manifested world that we see all around us is actually composed of consciousness, which has been transformed into basic rudimental factors or elements, solid, liquid, luminous, gaseous, and ethereal. This is one of the basic concepts of Ananda Marga's spiritual philosophy, which also goes on to explain that living beings emerge out of the inanimate world in an evolutionary process. On the last day of December 1986, Sri Sri Anandamurti elaborated on this process further by introducing the concept of microvita, which literally is small life. He said that in the universe, there are entities which straddle the line between mind and matter. These entities are situated somewhere between electrons and ectoplasm, or mind stuff. They are living entities, and they, not carbon atoms or molecules, are the initial stage of life in the universe. These microvita, or microvitum is a singular term, and in the plural they are microvita, can be found in three basic sizes. The largest of the microvita are observable with the help of an extremely powerful microscope. Other, more subtle microvita cannot be observed by any microscope, but could be perceived due to their actional expression or actional vibration. Still more subtle are a class of microvita which Anandamurti says can only be perceived by a special kind of perception, quote, by person having developed minds, having spiritually oriented minds. According to Anandamurti, the largest kinds of microvita are the same entities that are commonly referred to as virus, and that diseases which we say are caused by virus are actually caused by microvita. Another startling observation is that microvita move throughout the entire universe, traveling from one celestial body to another. Anandamurti said that they move through various media, including sound, smell, and touch. The so-called virus of a diseased person moves through his or her sound, Anandamurti said. Mentioning that microvita move through the universe, Anandamurti also stated that, quote, these microvita are the carriers of life in different stars, planets, and satellites, not carbon atoms or carbon molecules, end quote. And he added that the root cause of life is not the unicellular protozoa or unit protoplasmic cell, but this unit microvitum. Following the first discourse of microvita, Anandamurti gave several more in which he further elaborated their characteristics and also suggested how the understanding of microvita could change chemistry, medicine, and other fields of knowledge, as well as the realm of spiritual practice, microvita and science. People have often noticed that minerals with the same chemical composition sometimes vary according to where they are mined and where they are refined. Food preparations made in one kitchen may not taste the same when prepared with the same exact recipe in another kitchen. In the munitions industry, it is observed that a firecracker manufactured in one plant may be louder than one made in another plant using the same formula. In the future, microvita theory may be able to explain these anomalies. Chemical formulas will be rewritten with the names of the atoms, like H2O, but also with an indication of the quantity and quality of microvita present in the substance. Anandamurti also predicted, that scientists of the future, equipped with knowledge of microvita, will be able to produce more effective medicines, fuels, and fertilizers. As microvita is intimately connected with life and protoplasm, future scientists will also be able to make advances in the medical and biological sciences based on their knowledge of microvita. The already astounding advances in genetics and related fields will be greatly accelerated when microvita are better understood. Positive and negative microvita. In the psychic and spiritual realms, microvita are also important. Some microvita are very subtle and some are crude. Some have positive effects on humans, some have negative impact on the human body and mind. Although Anandamurti coined the term microvitum in 1986, knowledge about this phenomenon is a part of the human folk wisdom stretching back into ancient times. In India, positive microvita were known as devayoni, or luminous bodies. In the West, tales of leprechauns, pixies, and fairies perhaps are also based on microvita. Similarly, negative microvita, which attack the physical structures of people or have negative influence on their mind, were known as pretayoni in India and in other places as elves, goblins, and demons. Devayonis, or collections of positive microvita, are composed of three factors, ethereal, luminous, and aerial, which is gaseous, and do not have a solid or liquid factor. Here are some examples. One, Gandharva. These are microvitas which arouse the love of fine arts in the human mind. Quote, they convey the messages of the subtle world to human ears in this physical world, and by removing the darkness of crude ignorance, illuminate the human mind with a flood of a divine effulgence, end quote. The mysterious muses, which inspire artists and other creative people, is another example of this type of positive microvita. Kinara. These are microvita which create a thirst for beauty, a strong desire for beautification and decoration. If these microvita help a person to direct his or her mind, the highest and most subtle kind of beauty, towards the cosmic realm, then they are positive. On the other hand, if they lead the mind towards matter, then their effect is negative. Vidyadhara. These are microvita which create a deep urge in the human mind to attain good qualities. Anandamurti explained that these microvita assist people who are trying to learn and study. He even recounted an experience from his boyhood when he was a student. He said that he was studying for an examination and a sound came from all corners of his room. The sound implored him to learn certain lines from a particular poem by heart. The next day when he took his examination, the same lines from that poem were part of the questions. Fourth, Siddha. These are usually considered to be the best of the luminous bodies, as they help in the domain of spirituality. They inspire humans to move on the path of spirituality and meditation. Without mentioning names, Anandamurti gave an example, saying that if there is a prince who is living in luxury and he suddenly gets an urge to become a monk and search for the cause of human misery, then this is an example of Siddha microvita at work. This description fits the story of Buddha, who is a prince before becoming a great spiritual teacher. Negative microvita. In ancient India, people believed that the minds of evil people could live on after their death and create woe for the living beings, living human beings. These entities were called pretayonis or Gandha Pisacha. In the West, there were similarly stories of goblins and evil spirits. These tales can be understood in the light of the microvita theory. Just as positive microvita can inspire people to express themselves in a better way, various kinds of negative microvita can increase thoughts of depression, suicide, sadism, restlessness, inferiority, and other debilitating tendencies. A striking example of this category of negative microvita is known as kabandha. Here is how Anandamurti describes them. Quote, people who commit suicide due to humiliation, psychic distortion, frustration, or the overpowering influence of excessive attachment, anger, greed, vanity, jealousy, etc., get the status of kabandha yoni after death. Wherever these entities happen to see other human beings under the spell of psychic derangement, they incite them to commit suicide, end quote. Positive and negative microvita can also influence the physical health of a person and thus are important in medicine and healing. For example, quote, there are certain persons who can cure diseases merely by touch. The science behind this is also the application of positive microvita, end quote. Elaborating further, Anandamurti said that in some cases, positive microvita eat the negative microvita. Microvita and psycho-spiritual practice. The yogic study of the human body shows that there are 50 propensities. Some of these propensities seem to be positive and others look to be negative. The practice of meditation, dhyana, attracts positive microvita and reduces the strength of the bad propensities. Anandamurti says, quote, good propensities are enhanced by positive microvita and the bad propensities are reduced by positive microvita, end quote. Positive microvita can help a person transform what could be a negative propensity into something that is positive. For example, the avagya propensity of the second chakra is indifference. If you are indifferent and not attracted to something that is good, then this is a negative expression of this propensity, and it can be caused by a negative microvita. Similarly, if you are indifferent to something that is bad, then this is a trait that is enhanced by the positive microvita and can help you from being ensnared in difficulty. If we know that both positive and negative microvita exist in the environment, then a logical question is, how can we attract the positive microvita and protect against negative microvita? Anandamurti said that the nature of our thoughts plays a big role. Quote, a mind engaged in degenerating thought invites negative microvita. Good company, good books, good literature, good songs, kirtana, devotional chanting, elevate the mind, and the mind becomes sanctified. That is why negative microvita do not get much scope to touch the mutative and sentient portions of the structure, end quote. Thus, by following an uplifting way of life, we can begin to harness the helpful influence of positive microvita and check the influence of negative microvita that may be in the environment around us. So this article is an adaptation of the new chapter for the book, The Wisdom of Yoga, which we hope will be published in 2014. All the quotes in the article are from Sri Sri Anandamurti, and they appear in the book Microvitam in a Nutshell, available from Anandamarga Publications in Calcutta, India.